I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and allow your awareness to move from the outer world to your inner world. As we embrace the gift that is uniquely ours, no other form of life can do what you and I are about to do. We're going to exercise this unique gift. We're going to harmonize our bodies with the earth in a way that our ancestors have understood in their time, and science now is beginning to understand in ours. So I invite you to allow your awareness now to shift from your mind into your heart. And if it helps, to touch your heart in a way that's comfortable for you, I invite you to gently touch your heart center now. I'm doing the same thing right here. Just gently touch your heart center with a finger, a hand, a palm. And as you touch your heart, I invite you to allow your awareness to go to the place where you feel the touch. Allow your focus to go to your heart. From this place, if you can breathe, as if your breath is coming from your heart, and slow your breath just a little bit, a little slower than usual, telling your body through a language that your body understands, you're telling your body that you're in a place that's safe. And I believe that you are safe in this room with these people in this moment. As you breathe from your heart, to establish the link between your heart and your brain, I'm inviting you to feel in a way that no other life can feel. To the best of your ability, if you can feel gratitude for anything or anyone, appreciation, care, compassion, gratitude, appreciation, care, compassion, and allow that feeling to radiate from your heart to permeate your body. This is an ancient technology, powerful technology. Your ancestors have done this thousands of times. They wrote to you in their texts and their most cherished traditions to remind you of this power that you have within your body. As we follow in their footsteps, we follow the path of those who have come before us. We reenact this most holy, this most sacred act. The power to feel. Harmonize our heart and our brain with the earth that gives us life. With our mother. To the best of your ability, feel the feeling. Give gratitude to our mother for the gift of our lives in this world. For the nourishment that she gives to our bodies. For the life that she gives to us as life. Continue to breathe. And as you do this ancient and primal thing, you are feeding the field that connects all life, all things. And you are feeding that field with a meal of love. A meal of healing. Breathe as if a breath is coming from your heart. Know that in this moment, in this act, the world is a better place, and your body is stronger, younger, more vibrant than when you came into this room this morning. This is your power. This is where you find your power. In this moment, we give thanks for the gift of our lives in this earth and for all that the earth brings to our bodies. Continue to breathe. Breathe as if the breath is coming from your heart.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Spirituality meets science, you say. Or science meets spirituality, you say. And in these closing moments, and they won't be long, I want to give you the rest of the story. An explanation for some of you that you've been waiting for 29 years. And some of it's science from a channeler. It starts to shake hands in a way you didn't expect. It creates a coherence of consciousness and belief, understanding of something that so many had no idea of, no idea. I present in just a moment even a question to the science, the ones who are here, the ones on the stage, and I take it to another level. I'm asking my partner to go slow because I want this to be correct. 29 years ago, when my partner started to channel Cryon, me, this consciousness in the field, which represents perhaps the voice on the other side of the veil that perhaps is connected to a higher source, perhaps even that which is the creative source. 29 years ago, and when I came in, I announced to my partner that which he didn't understand, and those around didn't understand. Comical to some, to many, even to my partner for a while. I was the magnetic master. He laughed. He didn't understand. He accepted it. He didn't understand. And now I'll tell you what it means. Dear ones, the scientist Greg, who just left this stage, pointed out something absolutely remarkable. Proof, absolute proof, that human consciousness changes physics. That is a metaphysical reality now. It used to be postulated by those who would call themselves the pseudoscience of the New Age. And now the satellites operated by the government have shown it to be true. And what was the driving force behind that change in the microtesla measurement of the strength of the magnetic field? And it was compassion at 9/11. So there is an absolute correlation, is there not, between that which is the physics of Earth, magnetics, and consciousness and compassion. They're linked. They're linked. For the first time you saw it, they're linked. Now follow this logic for a moment. Does it make sense to you, perhaps, that the magnetic grid, therefore, Gaia, therefore, might be a partner with humanity? Does it make sense that perhaps the field itself is something that can be touched through the heart? You got it measured with satellites, dear ones. For those of you who doubt the channeling or anything about it, I'm about to give you some facts, and I will explain the magnetic master. When I came in, the first message I gave my partner, the one that was recorded over and over, the one that made the book in 1993, the reason I was here was to adjust the magnetic field. I told you that the magnetics of this earth, as measured by a compass, not the strength, the alignment, would change more in 10 years than it had in 100. And those who paid attention know it did. It changed. And during those years, you might remember something. Those mammals who would beach themselves constantly, where they never did before. The whales that would go into the surf, where they never did before. And then you find out later that they navigate with their own compasses inside themselves. The magnetite in their very brains is a GPS that they use. And when the grid started to shift and the compasses started to also show it was shifting, even the whales didn't know. How many of you realize and remember that runway numbers in airports are compass headings? Now go do your research. How many of them had to be repainted in the last 29 years? And the answer is most. Most. Because the realignment of the magnetic grid, be careful, my partner, the realignment of north, not the strength, the realignment of north and where it positioned changed the angle of the toroid. If you're into science, if you paid attention in the last hour, I just gave you a secret. You were heading into, that was the precession of the equinoxes, and in the field we saw you making it. There was no question, oh, it was in the late 80s and I arrived, you were making it. The Soviet Union fell off, fell over. Disarming so much that was there before, you were going to pass the marker, just like the ancients said. There was so much excitement in the field. I'm telling you something, listen. And the magnetic grid had to be realigned because you were going to stay. And the realignment caused a correlation between that choroidal shape, that toroidal shape, and you. And the field started to be a lot more commensurate with what you were going to do with compassion. This is why I came. There will be some who understand what I'm saying and some who don't. I don't know whether those who measure things, like the scientist Greg said, ever thought about the alignment of the toroid and where it was in 89 and where it was in the year 2001. And whether that toroidal alignment would make any difference at all in that which is the marriage in the field between consciousness and physics. It goes both ways, you know. The alignment of the field allows for greater compassion. Now you know why I'm the magnetic master. What does that tell you about what possibility it is that I exist as I exist, or that my message is my message? And what is it if it is true, and if all of this channeling business is real, what does it tell you the message is? And that's the second and last part of this message. It tells you that whatever you want to say about spirit or God or source, whatever you want to say about it, it is paying attention, because it is inside every single human being, and it wants to coordinate everything on this planet so that you'll find it and know it's there. So you'll find it and know it's there. That realignment is so you can see it and work it and get to this place in the hero's journey called peace on earth quicker than you could before, ever before. This alignment is new. No other civilization had this alignment. Now you know who I am. I continue the rest of the story. The scientists can only bring you to a certain place. The best of the best, smart as they are, they can only bring you to a certain place. That it can explain. The charts and the graphs can show the field is real. It exists. It may even be stronger today than ever before. Now that's supposition, but I will tell you it is, because of the realignment of the toroid. But they can only bring you to one place, and they can tell you about it. They'll talk you about the coherence. They'll talk about the strength of the coherence. They'll talk about what the field might be, the timelessness of it. How can you have something all around you that is timeless when you are in a linear time frame? How is that possible? And I'll ask you this: do you believe that God is all around you? Do you believe that there is a multidimensional force, if you want to call it that, that lives with you, inside you, that you call God or spirit and knows your name? And the answer is yes, you do. You wouldn't be in the audience otherwise. And so the explanation of the field starts to sound like the explanation of spirit, doesn't it? Just a little. They only can take you to one place. They talk about the void. What is the void? They want to put you in the void with meditation so that you can at least understand that there is a place you can go to which has love in it. But they can only take you so far. I want to take you the rest of the way. I can do it if you believe it. If you're tapping your toe and hardly wait to go to dinner, this isn't going to work for you. Give me 3-4 minutes, just a few minutes, to try to explain to you what actually is in the void. There are many in here who believe in that which you would call a reincarnated experience. Dear ones, you never die. Your soul is eternal, and it comes because the body wears out. Simple. Simple. And so that which is you, your name goes here, occupies many bodies over centuries of time. This is not a New Age belief. If you take a look at the most intuitive belief systems that originated on this planet, go back as far as you can and find the texts of the belief of those Hindus and those Buddhists thousands of years before your prophets. What was the staple of their belief? And the answer is the soul returns. Intuitive, common sense, spiritually made sense. Until it got changed, watered down, until you threw Gaia away and you have what you have today. Dear ones, there's a reawakening of this potential. And those who sit and listen right now, most of you understand you've been here before. Turn the page. Were you always one gender? And the answer is no. There is a system of gender shift. It makes sense so that all of you will participate with your Akash in the compassion of the other. So that in this lifetime or others, when you meet and fall in love, you will be able then at some level to relate to the other. And you do. Studies about the masculinity in women or the femininity in men. Fascinating. But that's not where I'm going. What it means is that every single human in this room and listening to this, every one of you has given birth. Everyone. And now I want to talk to you about that moment. That moment. A moment that surpasses any moment that a human being can ever have with love and compassion. When the mother first looks at the infant that has just emerged from her, the soul which awakens and takes those breaths, and looks into the eye of the infant, if you could measure it, everything lights up. If you could measure it, the field can be felt by those in the room. They'll never get used to it. Ask those who deliver children. They never get used to it because that is so infectious. Love and compassion of that size. You look into the eyes of the infant for the first time. What do you say? Mom, what could you say? What could you say? Welcome to Earth. I'm going to be with you all your life. You're going to say that. Says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to do everything I can to keep you here. There is no measure to this. If you had a love meter, it'd be broken. There's no measure. Now, if you can participate in this just for a moment and go there just for a moment, whether you're male or female, you'll all experience this emerging from you, life, put on your chest, open its eyes, and there he or she is. Oh. Now, I want you to double that feeling. I want you to triple that. I want you to square it. I want you to put it on the Richter scale. I want you to logarithmic it. And then you'll know a piece of the love that is in that void. Coming from that which some don't even believe exists, and that is a central creative force that has put you here, not by accident, who knows your name, loves you unconditionally, and knows of your magnificence, and looks into your eyes, waiting for you to open them. Waiting to say, I know you, I'm going to take care of you. I don't want you to be sick. Until your last breath, I'll hold your hand and love you so much that you'll be safe for life. The scientists can't go there. They just aren't allowed to. They're not allowed to go there with the charts and the graphs and all that they have that I can, you see. I'm a channeler. Lee is a channeler. I'm Cryon. And here's what I want to tell you. Not only does this love exist, listen, use the logic. If you can love a child the way you do and it goes off the scale, what do you think is the scale of the love of God for you? And something is happening in this new energy. And here's what I want to get to. This love, this amazing discovery that there is a hand out and waiting for you to take it with free choice. This discovery that you have to make is stronger in this energy because of this realignment of this grid, because of this angle of the toroid, in this science, in this coherence than it's ever been before. And it calls to you like it never has before. And that's why there are so many people in this room and listening to this. These meetings didn't have this kind of attention before, did they? 30 years ago, did they? What has happened recently to bring you to this chair to even listen to this possibility? You came for science, you're getting love. And then you find out that love may be a complement of science. Did you ever see a tree that had the sunlight just perhaps coming in a certain way and only for a little while, and you see the tree then over a period of years start to bend to the light? That's what I want you to know. Due to this realignment, due to these studies, due to this now correlation between consciousness and magnetics and physics, due to all of this, you're starting to bend to the light. You're starting to see it. You're starting to want it. You want to know more about it. You can't define non-linearity by its own common sense definition. It's tough for a linear mind to define something that is not linear. And so the plea is this: don't figure it out. Let it be. Go ahead and figure out the charts and graphs, dear ones. That's why you came. But draw the line when it comes to that, which is the incredible love of God for you in this moment. Your name is known. You're not here by accident. Don't figure it out. Don't say how much, when, where, what do I do? Which way do I face for this to happen? How many steps do I climb? Did you say that to your infant? Looking in his eyes, her eyes, did you say, I'm going to take care of you, but you're going to have to do some things for me? No. No. And neither did God when you were born magnificent in this planet. Neither did spirit, neither did this central creative source ever look at you and said, I would love to love you completely, but you got to go over here. You got to know this person. You got to do this. You got to join this. That's not the way it works. I want every one of you, as I close right now, to understand the reality of this message. You have seen the tip of the iceberg all these days with all of these charts, the graphs, the proof over and over that you can change you biologically, conscious, proof after proof after proof. And now, the rest of the iceberg, you've got help. Not just help. Does it make sense that if the peace of God in you is really the peace of God, if it's really there, it belongs in the field communicating with a parent who has opened its eyes and looked at you and says, I'm going to take care of you as long as you live. Now in the next life, in the next life, take my hand. Come on, take my hand. Try it. See what it's like. But that's the free choice. To cognize what I'm saying or not. The same number of angels will walk out with a doubter as the one who is healed in the chair right now. I know who's here, and I know who's walking out different. And this completes the picture of this particular entire series of meetings. It completes it. It's a circle. All saying the same thing. The science and the spirituality. Someday there'll be a word that encompasses both. Because the Creator made you and this planet just like you are, knows who you are. But the love and the compassion that is there when you bend toward it, when you bend toward it just a little bit, it's so infectious. Like, it's like when you bend toward it, it lets you reach out and take your hand, and you'll never forget it. You'll never forget it. You'll never forget it. And you'll never be the same. That's why I came. Perhaps that's why you came too. And so it is.